Hi everyone. Well, I didn't think I'd be back here doing these recordings again. This is not unexpected. Unfortunately, Elaine has tested positive for COVID yesterday. Bit unsure. I'm fine. She's probably okay. Just coughing a bit. But I thought it'd be wise not to come down this morning in case I'd picked it up. I just had a short word I wanted to share with you from Titus. Paul wrote to Titus on Crete, and he basically left him there to, as he puts it, straighten out the church. And these letters are really quite interesting, because quite often they're designed to correct wrong thinking. So always bear that in mind when you read these letters. So sometimes things are overemphasized. And can I just read from Titus 2 verse 11? For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that is his very own, eager to do what is good. These then are the things you should teach, encourage and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and to show true humility towards all men. At one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of righteousness, things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Another verse, just previous page, chapter 2, verse 7. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed, because they have nothing bad to say about us. And you don't hear much about integrity these days. It's important that you live up to what you say. And it's not happening a lot sometimes these days. Everybody has something to say, but quite often their lives don't match that. And this is a wonderful picture in this verses, that those that oppose us can't find anything bad to say about us. Be careful how you live. And back to verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. And for the grace of God is for all, no matter who you are, where you are from, what you have done, you can have a relationship with him. But it's important to remember, when the light's gone and we have a revelation of just what Jesus has done for us, things need to change. And as we read in these verses, we can't carry on the way we were. And there's been a time and there has been a time and recently where the world seems to have more impact on the church than the church does on the world. And we've just got to remember that we are the chosen people, and God has given us direction on how we should live. Verse 14. Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that is his very own, eager to do his good work. Remember, Christ gave himself for us to redeem us. We've been taken out of darkness into glorious light. I like the bit at the end of the verse. It's where we're eager to do what is good, because we want to please him and do what he asks. And he has things he wants us to do. Over in chapter 3, Paul reminds us to be subject to rulers and authorities. We need to be humble when we deal with the world. We live in an age where everybody thinks they've got rights, and everybody should know what them rights are. But we need to be humble. That doesn't necessarily mean to be walked over, but we need to be humble when we deal with people. But just remember, we were once lost and lived in ungodliness, but we are now redeemed. Verse 4. But when the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. But when we have had an experience of God, things changed. But this is nothing to do with what we had done. It's to do with God's great mercy and his love towards us. And it's so easy to try and do good works to gain God's favour. What we've received from God is a free gift. We want to please him by what we do. This isn't trying to gain his favour. And we've got to remember that it's a free gift, what has been given to us. And we have to follow his direction to do good works. If you're doing good works just to gain God's favour, you're doing it out of fear, not love. Fear that you might get punished by God for not being good enough. We need to be motivated by love, not fear. Love casts out fear. If we turn over to 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And there is no fear in love, but fear has to do with punishment. So remember that we've received a free gift, and we don't need to be frightened of God anymore. He's not trying to punish us. He has sent his son to save us. And just to finish off, I just wanted to have a quick read another quick verse. In Galatians 5, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm in your freedom. You know, it's so easy to fall back into wrong thinking, but you need to stand firm. You're a chosen people. God does work for you to do that only you can do it. Just remember, God has chosen you because he loves you, but also because he's got jobs for you to do. So be open to what he has to say. and listen for his direction. In Jesus' name, amen.